there's a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and others exactly what is the proper way to light the menorah. Whatever your mesorah to do, you can do. I just want to clarify with the sheet is a little bit and understand a little bit about what they're saying. We know there's a rule in the Gemara called Pinashat HaPana, it should be Liyamin. A person, when you turn, you should turn to the right. It more applies that to the lochas of how the Kohen would walk around the Mizbeach. It applies to other areas. So they apply this issue to the lighting of the menorah. The Shulchan Aruch therefore understands that the way you would set up your menorah, so let's say you're setting up your menorah right over here. The first night you're going to light the nair on the right, on the nair which is most to the right. The second night you're going to add another candle next to it. You're going to light the left candle and light to the right. And each night you're going to light to the right. So you can keep adding on candles more and more to the left. And then you light the leftmost candle and then you go to the right. So you're always being partner liyamin, you're turning liyamin. That's how the Shulchan Aruch understands how to do it. Which I think is the standard by most people. The Taz disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Taz understands penis liyamin would be the same way we write from right to left. It means you should start with the yamin. And he explains Gemara is based on that. So the Taz understands that what you're going to do is you're going to start on the left side of your menorah, put the first candle on the left side, the next night you're going to put a candle next to it, and you're going to light going from right to left. And each night you're going to move one more to the right. The Taz says what you benefit from his pshat is since you're lighting with your right hand, you're not crossing over and ignoring a candle. If you're standing with the Shulchan Aruch, you have four candles, so there's one, two, three, four, and you're starting with the left one, you're ignoring the one on the right, which is the closest to you. So you're being mavra al mitzvah, you're passing by a mitzvah. But according to him, you're always starting with the candle which is on the right, and you're going to the left. Because of this Taz's point, that the Taz says that we should not pass by the mitzvah, and the problem that he has with the Shulchan Aruch's explanation is because of that. Therefore, it is preferable when you light each night, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which is what most people do, is to move over a little bit. So you're not passing by, you're not standing here, and then you reach over here to light, but rather you should stand here and then light that way. So you're not being ma'abar al mitzvah, which is the Taz's problem. Again, if you're standing here, and there's all these candles here, it's the eighth night, so you're standing here, instead of going to the one which is the closest to you, and the next one, you move, you say your bracha, and then all of a sudden you move all the way over, and you start lighting. So instead of doing that, if you would have your hand over here to start with, and you would light from left to right. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you should light from left to right. The Taz has you lighting from right to left. Those are the two explanations of the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch. There's a third explanation of the Gra, which is somewhat complicated, and there are those who say that the Gra's explanation does not apply when you're lighting by the window. Since most of us light by the window, if somebody has a question on how to do the Gra, if you're lighting by the doorway, which where it basically applies, Mishabura seems to say it applies to the window also, but there's what to say that the Gra does not apply when you're lighting in a window. But the Taz and the Shulchan Aruch both apply when you're lighting by a window, and these are the two explanations. Either one is acceptable, just you should do it in the preferred way. Have a good morning.